At the Level 1 Pediatric Trauma Center inside Oshai Children's Hospital, Medical Director Dr. Catherine Bass works with a staff that is no stranger to gun violence. Bass says data over the past 10 years shows growing numbers of gunshot injuries coming through the doors each year at Children's and their adult trauma center counterpart, the Erie County Medical Center. The data also shows other troubling results.
The numbers are penetrating to younger and younger ages. So in the last 10 years, we've seen 1, 2, then 3, 4, and, you know, more recently up to 9 and 10 injuries annually.
Data from the Centers for Disease Control show that gunfire kills about 1,300 children and teenagers in the U.S. each year and injures nearly 5,800 more. And Bass notes that for those who survive, the physical and mental health effects can be long-lasting. So with statistics and their patients in mind, doctors are taking to the streets this weekend. They'll join the March for Our Lives, a worldwide movement against gun violence spurred by last month's shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. Bass says she and her colleagues are hoping that all local leaders in pediatric medicine, along with patients, families, and friends, will join them.
It's really a show of support for the school kids who organize this. And it's also just to make everybody see that this threat is not necessarily, you know, in the next state over. It's actually something that we all are at risk for.
The march begins this Saturday at 1:30 p.m. in Buffalo's Niagara Square. Supporters are being urged to wear blue. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.